this powerful, powerful service, the Global Fasting and Prayer for single ladies from all over the world. I want to welcome everybody from all the countries you're plugged in from. And I'm sure the 5 days or 6 days of fasting and prayer has been very impactful. And my faith, what I am, Pastor Mildred, I believe in God for in this week we've spent praying with you, is that this will mark a turning point in your journey towards your marital destiny. This will mark a turning point in the journey towards your marital destiny. You need to understand that part of our passion, me and Pastor Mildred, part of our passion is to see more and more young people enjoy marriage. All right? Our dream is not just so that you will marry. No, our dream is that you'll be happily married, because there are two different things. Many people are married, but they're not happy. But our dream for you, our prayer for you, it's not just that you'll be married, but you'll be happily married, because we, this period happens to be our anniversary. August 13th was our traditional marriage. September 3rd is also our wedding anniversary itself. So this season, we're just standing in faith with you that you will be able to enter into, you know, what God has already blessed us with. And that will be your own portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We've been praying all week. We're rounding it up today. I'm still going to speak a blessing over you. I trust God and I trust the grace of God upon my life. Listen, it's one thing, you know, for you to see God moving. It's another for you to know that God is moving in your life. You know, I'm very sure that it's the grace of God at work in my life, especially in this area. And I'm about to invoke that grace, call on that grace and speak it over your life, that things will begin to happen as regards your marital destiny. This is your season. This is your season. This year, it's not going to pass you by. God is going to do a work in your life in the name of Jesus. All right. So I'm going to read from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 24. I'm going to use that as a guide for the short thing I want to share with you. Then I'm going to pray with you. We'll make this as fast and as short as possible, you know, because, you know, it's not about the length of time. It's about the power of God. And we are trusting that, you know, something is going to happen inside you and something is also going to happen around you that will make your marital destiny change forever in the name of Jesus. Genesis 24. We're looking at the story where they found a wife for Isaac. I'm just going to use that to pray and to preach, you know, and to prophesy over your life. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 24. I have 7 points to run through here. You know, we're asking, are you single? Are you really single? Are you really single? This is a global fasting prayer for singles, for single ladies all over the world. So the question is, are you really single? That's what we're asking you today. Are you really single? Genesis 24, verse 12. It says, then, now you remember the story, Abraham had called his servant, his most senior servant, and told him that you have to go and look for a wife for my son Isaac. Hallelujah. I prophesy over a lady watching me here. Somebody has made up their mind today to be on the search for you. And I decree in the name of Jesus, they will find you. In the name of Jesus, they will find you in this season. You, the wrong people will not find you. The people that have bad intentions will not find you. Time wasters will not find you. It is the anointed covenant person that will find you. So the Bible said, Abraham had met his most senior servant and told him that, look, go and find a wife for my servant Isaac. And in verse 12, that's the first point. Verse 12 says, then he prayed. Then he prayed. Then he prayed. Come on, sister, shout with me, say, I pray. Come on, say it again, say, I pray. Listen to me, child of God, there is power in prayer. I wish ladies today can learn that there's power in prayer. The Bible said, then he prayed. This guy did not start the journey until he prayed. This guy took time to pray before he took time to slay. Many ladies today want to slay, they don't want to pray. Listen to me, child of God. It doesn't matter the amount of makeup you have. It doesn't matter the color of the blouse you have on. It doesn't matter the color of the skirt you have on. It doesn't matter the color of the shoes you have on. If you have not prayed, then you're not ready to slay. Hallelujah. The Bible said, then he prayed. Glory to God. The man prayed. You don't start the journey of marriage without prayer. You don't start the journey of looking for a life partner without prayer. Because your life partner determines your destiny. I mean, marriage is not just, like my wife, we always say, marriage is not a reward, it's an assignment. So you don't start this journey of looking for who to marry without prayer. Oh, young ladies of today don't know how to pray. Young ladies of today don't know how to pray. I tell you, I'm not kidding you. I've been a pastor for a while. I've counseled ladies. If there's anything I see missing in the young ladies of today, it is the heart to pray. They don't pray anymore. They don't pray anymore. They just want to slay. They don't want to pray. But listen to me. Your slaying might not get you the right man, but your prayer will get you the right man. Hallelujah. I said your prayer will always get you. Pray. You never go wrong with prayer. The Bible said, then he prayed. Hallelujah. This guy knew that the importance of this journey is not something I can just go with motivational speaking. The importance of this journey is not something I'll just go with makeup or Mary Kay. He knew that this journey was too important. I have to pray. Hallelujah. The Bible said, then he prayed. He said, Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful. I prophesy over your life, all the ladies plugged in from all over the world. Your own marital destiny will be successful. Trust me, marriage is one of the best blessings God has given to mankind. It's one of the best things you can do to yourself is to marry right. Trust me, people have money and are depressed. People have houses and are depressed. But when you marry right, the Bible said, even if you live in a house where it's a small house, where you eat herbs, that if there's love in that house, it's better than a big house where there's nothing in it. I mean, where there's no love. It's better than have a mansion where there's no love. Listen to me. Who you marry determines your destiny. Who you marry determines how happy your rest of your life will be. I prophesy you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Enough of just the slaying. It's time to pray. The Bible said, then he prayed. He said, let the Lord of my master, Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master, Abraham. This guy prayed before he started the journey. That was the secret to his success. We live in a world today where people attack prayer. Listen to me, you see, you can't go the way they are going. You that you're a covenant child of God, you know that, you know, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over his city, the watchmen are awake in vain. He said, it is in vain you wake up earlier. It is in vain you labor and eat the bread of sorrow. It's in vain you sleep late. He said, but he giveth his beloved blessings even when they sleep. You see, when you are a person of prayer, you have already activated the process of blessing. So that even when you look like you are sleeping, things are working in your favor. I prophesy over your life. Even when it looks like you are not stressing yourself, the angels of God will begin to work in your favor. Listen, that man that has not seen you, wherever he is right now, God is going to wake him up. Wherever he is right now, God is going to open his eyes. God will open his eyes. God will wake him. If God needs to put him on a plane for you, God will put him on a plane. He will begin to move towards your direction. Are you listening to what I'm saying, daughter of God? He will begin to move towards your direction. God will put him on a plane. God will give him the visa. If he has never been on social media, because of you, he will come. Wherever he needs to find you, he's going to find you. Because when you pray, God begins to move. Hallelujah. You will see now that I made this guy prayed. The Bible said something. It said immediately he prayed, Rebecca appeared. Oh, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. He said the moment this guy prayed, he had not finished praying. I'll show you that as we go on. He had not finished praying, but Rebecca appeared. I prophesy to somebody watching here. Just as we're about to finish the prayer we've been doing this week, that man will appear. I don't know his name, but that man will appear. Today I release Rebecca's anointing upon your life. The on time anointing. I break the power of delay over you. Your marriage will not be delayed anymore. In the name of Jesus. Rebecca anointing is upon you. The story said, I'm going to read to you. He said, the man testified. He said he had not even finished praying. That's what he said. I'll show you. He said he had not even finished praying before Rebecca appeared. Sister, you will appear. I say you will appear. I say you will appear in the right place. You will appear in the right spot. You will appear in the right time. In the name of Jesus. He said he appeared. Hallelujah. Then he prayed. If ladies can learn how to pray, everything will be on time. Oh, young girls are not spiritual anymore. It's not like before. It's not like how I knew it. Oh, those days, girls used to pray. Girls used to love God. But today, girls just love men.
They don't love God. Listen, if you chase God the way you are chasing man, you will have a man that chases God. Oh, somebody didn't hear what I said. I said if you chase God the way you are chasing man, by now God would have given you a man that is chasing God. And that's what you need. You need a man of God. You need a man that knows God. You need a man that fears God. You need a man that loves God. But you don't get a man that loves God by chasing man. You get a man that loves God by you loving God. That's where it starts from. You can't marry beyond your level. You can't be a woman that doesn't fear God and you're praying for a man that fears God. Two cannot work together and say to be agreed. It doesn't work like that. God is not your errand boy. Listen, when you chase God, you see, that's where you will find men that chase God. It's when you are chasing God that you will find other men that chase God. But if you are busy chasing men, you will always be disappointed. I wish more ladies can chase God. I wish more ladies can chase God the way they chase men. If they can chase God the way they chase men, by now they will have men. And they will have godly men at that. Let your heart pant after God. Let your heart pursue after God. That's where it starts from, sister. It's about chasing God. It's about pursuing God. It's about hungering and thirsting after God. Why would you be crying? I've seen some ladies cry. And I say, why are you crying? He said, I have no man. Hey, but you have God. Hey, but you have the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Hey, you have a man already. You should not be crying if you have a real relationship with God. If you have a real relationship with God, there's no need to be depressed. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have the Holy Spirit, there's no need to be depressed. He's a comforter. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's chase God. Let's, sisters, listen, genuinely build your spiritual lives. Genuinely build your spiritual life. I break that spirit of lethargy. I break that spirit of coldness. I break that lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. All your goals are about getting a man. Listen, some of you, your relationship goals should be a relationship with God. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I say your relationship goals should be a relationship with God. When you have a relationship with God, yeah, you'll find a relationship with man. The Bible says Jesus found favor with God and with men. It is your favor with God that gives you favor with men. That's how to do it. Jesus found favor with God and with men. I mean, Luke 2:52. But basically, he found favor with God and then he found favor with man. Glory to God. I wish you can chase God. I wish you can chase God. I still spoke to somebody some days ago, single mom. She said, oh, you know, all the lists she has given God, you know, it hasn't come. I said, God is not your errand boy. God is not your DHL. God is not your FedEx. You don't just place an order. God is not a waiter. He's not a chauffeur. You don't just place an order and he brings it. It's a relationship with God. You see, because your man is already alive. God is not creating a man for you today. The man is already alive. However, you need to walk with God to get your order. You need to also meet the criteria. You need to meet the requirements for the order you have made. Because just like the way you have placed order, you see, somebody to have placed order. You place order for a man, the men too have placed order for a woman, the order has to match. You placed an order for a spiritual man, for a spiritual man. All the spiritual men want spiritual women, but you didn't qualify. Oh, somebody didn't hear what I said. Hey, you placed order. In your order, number one on the list was a God-fearing man. All the God-fearing men, their first thing on their own list is God-fearing women, but you don't qualify. You don't qualify. So you see why the order is not working. Because it's not magic. God is not a magician. He's not your errand boy. As you place order, he will now work on you to also qualify for that order. Hallelujah. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. It says here, so do not throw away your confidence. Somebody getting that? It says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. So do not throw away your confidence. I tell it all the time. You see, this issue of trusting God for who to marry and the person coming is a matter of faith versus fear. It's a matter of faith versus fear. It's a matter of faith versus fear. It's a matter of faith versus fear. And you don't have faith just because you want to have faith. You have faith because you have a relationship with God. You have faith because you actually focus on God. You have faith because you actually read, study the word of God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you don't wish to have faith. You actually eat to have faith. You don't wish to have faith. You eat to have. It's like the way you don't wish to grow tall. You eat to grow tall. If you don't eat, it doesn't matter how much you wish to be tall. If you eat, even if you are sleeping, you will grow. So you have to eat the word of God. It said, cast not away. Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. I'm reading NIV version. It said, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. What he has promised. It said, for it's just a little while. Glory to God. I sent this scripture to one of my daughters that was jokingly saying, you know, Lord, she knows the man is coming, but she needs tracking number. You know what tracking number is? It's a number you use to track your order. Hallelujah. I gave her this scripture. This scripture is your tracking order. You can use scriptures or promises God has given you as tracking order. Every time you want to know how close the man is, you go and check those scriptures. You must have a relationship with the word of God. Those of you that have heard my wife's story, you must have a relationship with the word of God. It says, for just a little while, he who is coming will come and it will not delay. He said, but my righteous one will live by faith, and I will take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back, who compromises. He says, but we do not belong to those who shrink back. Come on, somebody. He said, we don't belong to those who compromise, who shrink back. Those who go back to that ex. Those who go back to that toxic relationship. Glory to God. He said, we're not like those who shrink back and are destroyed. But to those who have faith and are saved. Glory to God. He said, those who have faith and are saved. Hallelujah. So, the first thing is to develop your spiritual life. This guy prayed. Sister, do you know God? And listen, the benefit of developing your spiritual life is not just to get a husband, it's to also keep the husband, it's to also keep your children, it's to also keep the marriage, because trust me, the devil hates marriages. The devil doesn't like you. The devil is against your destiny. The devil hates marriages because he knows that all homes, all families, all societies are built from good marriages. I get what I'm saying? That's why he hates marriages. So developing your spiritual life is not just about getting married, it's also about staying married, and also about raising good, godly children. I like the way somebody said it. You might have come out of a bad marriage, but make sure a bad marriage doesn't come out of you. I get what I'm saying. You might have come out of a bad marriage, but make sure a bad marriage doesn't come out of you. Change the story. Change the story. Hallelujah. You can change the story by doing it right. So developing your spiritual life, it doesn't end with you just catching a man like you caught a fish, you know. It also continues with you staying in that marriage, because you will need godliness to survive in marriage. Glory to God. He prayed. Second thing, I have to move quickly. Second thing, Genesis chapter 10 chapter 24 from verse 10. Second thing is positioning that I want to share about. I spent so much time on prayer, so I'm going to rush the remaining if you don't mind. He said, then, I'm reading from verse 10, the servant left, taking with him 10 of his master's camels, loaded with all kinds of good things. Hallelujah. From his master. He set out from Aram, whatever, and make his way to the town of Nau. He had the camels kneel down near the well. Take note, near the well outside the town. It was toward the evening, the time when women go out to draw water. Take note of that. It's a time when women go out to draw water. You must position yourself, sister. There is always a well. The well is a meeting point. The well is a center of interest. The well is where men meet women. The well is where women meet men. The well is a center of attraction, the center of interest. You must always go to the well. You can't sit in your house every day. You must go to the well, sister. You must show up. You must show up. Men can't marry you if they can't see you. Men can't marry you if they can't see you. You need to position yourself. And I'm not talking about nakedness, because that's what some girls think. No. I mean, you be where they can see you. Make yourself to be seen and known. You can't keep hiding. Go to the well. The well is where people meet to marry. The well is where people get to know each other. They found Rebecca at the well. That's where they met Rebecca. Moses met his wife at the well. I mean, Jesus met a woman that had 5 husbands at the well. Where did you think she met her 5 husbands? At the well.
That's where she met Jesus, and I'm sure she assumed Jesus was going to marry you, husband number six. That woman had five husbands. She was a pro. She has results. Only fools doubt proof. She has results. If she could find five husbands, when you have not found one, you better go to the well. Where's the well? Anywhere that people can meet. You can't be in a city and you don't have a church. Attend church. Attend church. I know that nowadays there's a lot of online church. Even if you are doing anything online, be active. Always comment. When they say praise the Lord, type hallelujah. Type emoji with your two hands up. Participate anywhere you are. I mean, online, the same thing. I'm not talking about dating sites. I'm not a big fan of dating sites. But I'm talking about interaction. If you follow some pages that are very healthy pages, make comments, interact, engage, write intelligent things. Let people see you. I just did a video, 7 mistakes singles make online. Do you know there are many singles that their profile page is on private? Are you serious or are you joking? Are you wasting our prayer or what? We are looking for people to see you. You are still hiding in private. What private? I did a full video on it on YouTube. Either it is, might have been posted now or it will post it later. 7 mistakes single make online. Private. Number one of it is, I see many single girls put their page on private. Why? They say, I don't want stalkers. I don't want so-and-so. I don't want snoopers. Listen, you are paying more attention to the person you are trying to avoid instead of the person you are trying to attract. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said, you don't pay attention to the person you're trying to avoid. Pay attention to the person you're trying to attract. Position. How well are you positioned? Go out on dates. Go and watch movies. Pursue any of your interests. What do you like? You like books? Join book clubs. You like sports? Join sports clubs. You like working out? Join gym. You know, join gyms. Do something. You know, go where people can meet you. Position yourself and interact. In your office, greet people. If you are single and you are passing, greet everybody. So if you are too unapproachable, you are too serious, you just frown your face and walk as if you are a soldier. Smile, greet people, sit down with people, ask questions. Say, what are you drinking? What is that thing? What is that book? Even if you are interested in the book, but you like the person, talk. You must not marry the person, but engage. Let people know you are approachable. Not that you just face your front. Say, if you like me, he will come. He doesn't even know you exist. They say men look on the outward. So he needs to see you. He needs to even see you. He needs to notice you. Hallelujah. Positioning. Rebecca positioned herself. Rebecca positioned herself. If you see verse 11, okay, he said they went to the evening. The women go out to draw water. Verse 12 says, then he prayed, Lord God of Master, make me successful today and all that. Verse 13, see, I'm standing beside the spring. He said, and the daughters of the town's people are coming out to draw water. So it was a time and a place where girls used to come. So guys knew that if we're looking for a girl, that's the place to come. I don't know what is the place that people meet in your town, but be available there. I'm not talking about, you know, dirty things. I mean, real good meeting. Number 3, I have to rush now. Genesis chapter 24, let's look at verse 14. Number 3, verse 14. It says, may it be, it said, that when I say to a young woman, please let down your jar that I may drink, that I may have a drink, and she says, drink. See what the guy was saying. The guy said, Lord, let it be that whenever I see a young woman, and I tell her, hey, please, I want to drink, let the woman say, drink. And I'll water your camels too. Let the woman say, you drink, and I'll also give water to your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant. Say, by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. See verse 18, guys. He said, drink, my Lord. This was what the woman said. Okay, 17 says, does servant hurry to meet her and please give me a little water from your jar. Verse 18, the woman answered, said, drink, my Lord. She said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him drink. He said, verse 19, after she had given this man drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels. 10 camels. And we all know that camels drink a lot of water. I'll draw water for your camels too. He said, until they have had enough to drink. It says, so she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back. Please notice, she emptied the one she was carrying back into the trough for the camels and she ran. She didn't walk, she ran back to the well. This was a woman, a well those days, you know, it's not pumping machine, it's well.
She ran back to the well and drew more water and drew enough for all his camels, 10. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely. Hey, there are people always watching you. He said, the man, without saying a word, watched her closely. All the nonsense you post, there are people watching it. All the nonsense comments you make, there are people watching it. All the way you dress, there are people watching it. He said, she watched without saying a word. He said, and learned whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. He said, and when the camels had finished drinking, the man took out another. So basically, this lady had character. See, if you are going to make it, if you want to find the right kind of person, you need character. This girl was, number one, respectful. She saw that old man, she said, drink. Now, that man was not an eligible bachelor. He was not an eligible bachelor. But he said, drink. He had character. Not an eligible bachelor, but he said, drink. Oh, some girls are only kind to eligible bachelors. Some girls are only nice to eligible bachelors. If you don't have a car, they won't answer you. If you're not well-dressed, they won't answer you. Hey, some of these guys trekking will be rich tomorrow. Some of these guys that don't... If you see my picture, it's all about... It's been on my page because of this anniversary period. If you see my picture, how I looked before I got married and how I look now, it's not the same. But this girl wasn't moved by... This was an old man. This man was not a legit bachelor. And she wasn't planning to marry this man. She was just kind. Some girls are only kind to people they think they can marry. No, she was kind to him. And respectful. She was also generous. She said, you drink and I will get for your camels. She was generous. Oh, some girls are so stingy. So stingy. A man must give you everything. A man must give you everything. Say, my boyfriend must buy things for me. You forbid to give. You too can give. She was generous. Then she was hardworking. They say she ran back and fetched for 10 camels. She was hardworking. I knew I couldn't marry a lazy woman. I hate laziness. I can't marry a lazy woman. All these people that bend hand and can't lift a finger. I can't even like you. How much more marry you? Guys need supporters. They need helpers. So they're looking out for hardworking women. She was very homely and accommodating. She took care of the camels and the other servants. Some of you didn't know, they wrote it there that there were other servants. So it wasn't only that servant that came. He came with entourage. She took care of everybody. She was very homely. Hallelujah. She was very considerate. She was very considerate. Hallelujah. Of everybody that was there. She was very sacrificial. She poured her own water she had fetched for herself. She poured it for the camels to go and fetch on that one. You know, good character. Oh, there are too many people that have envy. Envy. You are envying other people that are getting married. You are envying other people that have a relationship. Never envy people. I mean, there's so much hate in our world today. So much hate. So many young people are walking with hate. They hate people for no reason. Just because they look like they're enjoying their lives. Look, you can never attract what you don't appreciate. Anything you despise to never come near you. Be happy for people. Remove envy and hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness. If your ex or somebody in the past have broken your heart, you need to forgive that person and move on. Not because they deserve it, but because you deserve a better life. You deserve a better opportunity. Hallelujah. This girl had character. She was respectful. And said that man was watching without saying a word. There are people always watching you. How is your behavior? How is your character? Hallelujah.
What is your character like? Hallelujah. You have to work on your character. Like where somebody said, are you the person you are praying for is also praying for? Are you the person you are praying for is also praying for? In other words, what is your character? Rebecca had a great character. She had a great character. She was respectful, generous, hardworking. Homely, accommodating, considerate, sacrificing. You know, today there are many people that are too selfish, self-obsessed. I've heard all kinds of things. Oh, I can't marry if he doesn't propose, if he doesn't kneel down, if he doesn't jump up, if he doesn't lie down. When you talk like that, it shows you don't understand that marriage is not about just you. Do you love the person or is the ring you love? Stay focused. What's your character like? Are you rude? Do you have sharp mouth? What are people saying about you that you are ignoring? What are people complaining about you constantly? I understand one person can just be a hater, but if more than one person, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. If two, three, four people are saying the same thing, your parents are saying the same thing, your siblings are saying the same thing, everybody around you is saying you are stingy, you are wicked, you are rude, you are proud, then you need to watch your character. This girl was humble.
She knelt down and fetched water for camels. She's humble. Hallelujah. Character. The Bible said we should not be weary in entertaining strangers, that one day by so doing we'll entertain angels unknowingly. Your angel is the person sent to you. So one day you will entertain him. Or sometimes by his brother you will entertain. The brother will see how well he was treated. You know, and mention your name. So behave well to everybody. Have good character to everybody. Next point. Verse 15. Let's read verse 15. Verse 15 here. It says, before he had finished praying, he said, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. Hallelujah. Is somebody get what I'm saying? He said, before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. That means she was sensitive in the spirit. She was sensitive. Right just when before he had finished praying, she was at the right place, at the right time. I prophesy that same grace over your life. You'll be at the right place at the right time in the name of Jesus. Look, when you are at the right place and right time, it doesn't matter what you are wearing. It doesn't matter if you made your hair that day. It doesn't matter if you have makeup on that day. If you are in the roof, you are in the right place at the right time, Isaac will see you. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I've shared the story many times. The first time I met my wife, you know, in terms of relationship wise, it was dark. We're in front of our house. There was no light. There were a few of our classmates. She wasn't well dressed that day. She was just wearing her father's jalabia. You know, she's just losing them, her braid. So, you know, women know what I'm talking about. When you just losing your braid, you know how it is. Her hair was not done. But I heard her speak. She was at the right place. I was at the right place. I heard her speak and I knew I liked this girl. This girl is smart. Somebody get what I'm saying? If you're in the right place at the right time, nothing will be to your disadvantage. If your car breaks down, you'll be at the right place at the right time. Somebody get what I'm saying? If you came late somewhere, everything work together for your good. Be sensitive in the spirit. It's positioning. It's being right on time. See, God is not DHL. God is not FedEx. You know, you don't just place an order and go and sleep. He needs to walk with you. That's why you must have a relationship with him. It's not a waiter. You just place an order, say, go and get my lunch. No! When you pray, he begins to walk with you because he needs to order your steps. The Bible said the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. He needs to order your steps right into that place where you meet that man. Are you getting what I'm saying? Somebody will just bring her where you are. Somebody will just bring him. I mean, his friend will bring him to your office and he will see you. I mean, things will fall in place. I pray for you that things will begin to fall in place. They say all things work together for the good. But guess what? For the good of them that love God. You see the problem? Many people don't have a relationship with God. They are just praying and shouting and screaming at God every day. God has heard you. It's meant for you to hear him. You didn't hear what I said? I said, God has heard you. It remains for you to hear God. He has heard you. But do you hear him? Are your steps ordered? Look, I prayed for a wife for a long time. I even did hustling. I positioned people in churches to be finding a wife for me. You see, but one day, God just stirred in my heart to do reunion for my set. Reunion to help. So I just started mobilizing my friends. But I didn't know there was wife there. You see, you must be sensitive. God doesn't bless selfishness. All this, your prayer that is centered around me, myself, and I. God bless me, give me. Most times, God needs to find purpose inside what you want. That's how Abraham was blessed. Abraham didn't get Isaac just for Isaac. God wanted somebody to birth the next generation. Abraham too wanted a son. So they exchanged. Same thing with Hannah. She wanted a child. God wanted a prophet. So they agreed. So it's not about you. Hallelujah. Be sensitive. God can say, join that department. Start serving in that place. Go and do this thing. Go and pray for that person. Go and preach to that person. Go and buy coffee. Go and buy drinks. Sit down in this place. Eat meat pie. Say, I don't like meat pie. Just eat one. Buy. Be listening. God has heard you. But can you hear him? Hallelujah. Next point. Verse 15 and 16. Verse 16 in particular. It said the woman, talking about Rebecca, was very beautiful. And they said a virgin. She was very beautiful, a virgin. no man had ever slept with her. When the Bible reinforces something two times, they are just saying, hear word. They are pulling your ear. Because a virgin is clear. But they continue to say, a no man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up again. See verse, see the next verse. It says, and the servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water. So it said she was a virgin and no man had ever slept with her. In other words, she was doing the right thing. She was somebody that lived right. Today, there are too many things that girls do. Oh, too many things. Too many things. Either they are running one racket here, they are running another racket here. If you see how she was introduced, they said she's the daughter of so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so. So no man had ever slept with her. See her testimony. There are many ladies here praying for your husband, but you are already in one illicit relationship. You are a side chick to somebody. You are a side piece to somebody. And you are praying for your husband. You see, God won't give you enough of his good children. You to think it. Think I'm now. You are a side piece. But you are praying that, oh Lord, give me a good husband. Mm-mm. God too will look for somebody that doesn't hear word. Because there is no way he will allow any of his godly children to come and marry you now. That would be bad. You to think I'm... Does it make sense to you? Reason them. You know, you are somebody's child chick. You are somersaulting now in hotel for somebody. Then you are praying, so God, give me one of your best children. If you are God, will you answer that prayer? They said she was a virgin and no man had ever slept with her. She had a righteous testimony. She was doing the right things. Are you really single? If you are already dating somebody's husband, first of all, not that God wouldn't even answer your prayer. That's one. Secondly, the curses that are coming behind you are too much. God won't allow any man come and choke his head inside that curse. No man had ever slept with her. You are in relationships, you know they are not going anywhere. Friends with benefits. You are just sleeping with somebody, you are not going anywhere, you're just servicing each other. Nah. No man had ever slept with her. She was doing the right things. You can't be collecting money from somebody that is not... Is he your boss? He's giving money, you collect. Why? No man had ever slept with her. She wasn't even anybody's girlfriend. All this relationship that you are doing without purity, without honor for God. Yes, you are in a relationship. But are you supposed to be living together? Are you supposed to be sleeping together? You are laying a foundation that will harm your marriage. Because when the Bible said marriage is honorable in oil and the bed undefiled, it's talking about foundational issues. He said when you lay the foundation of sexual immorality, it has a way of continuing with you inside the marriage. Most couples that deal with adultery had a background of fornication. Most couples that deal with adultery have a background of fornication. It's there, guys. She was doing the right thing. And let me try and round up verse 16 again. They say she was beautiful. That was the first thing they said about her in verse 16. That she was beautiful. Listen, guys. Men judge on the outward. That's what the book Bible says in 1 Samuel. That men judge on the outward. I think 1 Samuel 16. Men judge on the outward. But God judges the heart. It's only God that sees the heart. The rest of us, we judge on the outward. If you're a girl, you need to look beautiful. Put your hair on. Make good hairstyle. Know this hairstyle that fits you. Wear the right kind of dresses. Not every dress that is raining that you should wear. Wear the one that fits your body style. Still look beautiful. Learn how to do makeup. Learn how to dress well. It's not all kinds of clothes that will fit you. Look beautiful. Don't be too spiritual that you don't have time to look good. Men judge on the outward. She was beautiful. If you need to join the gym, join the gym. If you need to learn how to put your makeup right, learn how to put it right. But look beautiful. Look beautiful. If you need to get somebody to clothe you, to work with you in terms of how you dress, it's okay to do that. Look beautiful. And lastly, I have to round up here. Mande boso koba brada sika. Zamundra da sete. Verse number 7 is from verse 22. He said, when the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels.
Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Hey, please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She answered him, I am the daughter of Bethuel. Whose daughter are you? Whose daughter are you? Some of you need to know your identity. Whose daughter are you? He asked her, whose daughter are you? She didn't say, I don't know. Whatever you call me, I'll be. If I'm to follow you, I'll follow you. No! She said, I'm so and so person's daughter. She knew who she was. Whose daughter are you? The way you are behaving doesn't look like you're a daughter of God. You don't look like a child of God. Whose daughter are you? Now your dressing doesn't look like you know whose daughter you are. Must you smoke and drink like them? Whose daughter are you? She answered, I'm the daughter of Bethuel. And she added, we have plenty of straw and fodder as well as room for you to spend the night. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord, saying, praise be to God who has answered our prayers. And all that. Jump to verse 28. The young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Hey, did you see that? She ran and told her mother. See, she understood relationship protocol. That's what number 7 is. She understood relationship procedures and protocol. Many girls, the way you date and follow men, as if you are nobody's child. He just meets you outside. Hey, he just meets. And you follow. You agree. He has not even asked. You say yes. She has somebody's daughter. If he wants to talk to you, he should be ready to talk to your pastor. He should be ready to talk to your mentor. He should even show you his mentor. Because when we know where you are coming from, we know how you will behave. When we know where you are coming from, we know where you are going to. Whose daughter are you? You have been listening to me for years. You are subscribed to all my YouTube channel, everything. You follow me on Instagram, Facebookgram, everything. But you are not, you don't have the identity of what we are teaching. Whose daughter are you? Said the young woman, ran and told her mother's household these things. Now Rebecca had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to meet the man. And as soon as he had seen the nose ring and all the bracelets on his sister's arms, and had heard Rebecca's tell what they've said and all that, he went to meet the man standing by the camels. I said, come, you are blessed of the Lord and all that thing. Verse 31. Say, come, you are blessed of the Lord, and why are you standing out here? I have prepared a place and all that. Basically, they understood relationship procedure. They didn't just say, follow him. Yes, procedure. Come and meet our family. Come and meet our spiritual family. Who church do you attend? They also asked him, if you look, read down, the guy also introduced himself, the family he was coming from. When you marry, you see, the reason why we check out your family, both biological and spiritual, is to know what you are capable of. If there are mad people physically in your family, you can be mad. If not, you are not really mad. That's what we are saying. If you come from a spiritual background where they are rebellious, they beat their wife, they divorce their wife, they kill their wife, we know you can do it. We'll be watching you. But the guy come, he doesn't have church, he doesn't have anybody. I'm a self-made man. I'm a man for myself. I don't submit to authority. I don't follow authority. I don't pay tithe. I don't pray. And you want to follow him? Whose daughter are you? Is that how you were brought up spiritually? Whose daughter are you? There's procedure. No aimless dating. Where are we going? We can either be friends or we are planning to marry. Not we're just dating. Let's see how it goes. You don't know whose daughter you are. Can you tell the presence that we're just seeing how it goes? You and who? When you go finish, come back. Not me and you. Seeing how it goes. They are testing you and checking you out. Testing you. Whose daughter? Understand proper relationship procedures. Should have read all my books by now. 7 questions wise women ask. A to Z. Many of them. Everywhere. Eat those things. So that you know the kind of person you are praying for. Hallelujah. And then let your faith be up. It's a game of faith versus fear. Many people are so obsessed with the fear that the right man will never come. Instead of building their faith that the right man will come. It's a game of faith and fear. It's either you are so obsessed. You know, some people in your mind, you are praying, you know, that you want a husband. But in your mind, you are so obsessed with how difficult it is. You have already studied the statistics and the odds against you. That I'm 38. Or I'm 36.
Even the people that are young have not seen husband. There are 13 billion men and 18 billion women. They won't even go around. They are mad. Some of them are mad. Some of the men, what are you studying? What concern you? What concern you with the men in prison and the men that are mad? What's your own business in that? It's you and God that has an agreement. It's a battle of faith versus fear. It's what's going on in your mind. I've seen single mothers marry. There's a video I put up on my Instagram, my IGTV. You can check it up. Of an elderly woman that's still married. Elderly woman or not. A grandmother kind of woman. That she got married. Her own real husband died. But God still led her to marry again. And marry a pastor, not even a Christian, a pastor. If that old woman can be marrying you, young girl, you will marry. In the name of Jesus, I break that mental stronghold holding you down. You need to tell yourself, don't even entertain the slightest thought that you won't marry. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late for you. In the name of Jesus. And that's why we're standing here today. Standing here today as a servant of God. And I break the yoke of delay over your life in the name of Jesus. Mante boratisa. This whole 6 days of waiting on the Lord will not be in vain. I decree the heavens over you are open. You will find favor with God and with man. In the name of Jesus. Light will shine in every area of darkness. Any bondage, any organized demonic activity against you, I decree it is broken in the name of Jesus. I cut off every string from your past holding you down. Every cord, every rope from your past trying to hold you down. I break it in the name of Jesus. Every negative mindset, we arrest it in Jesus' name. We decree a divine intervention in your situation. We decree a divine intervention even in your mind. You will start to dream and see things positively. In the name of Jesus. You need to win the battle of the mind. The Bible says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or imagine. Many people ask for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then they imagine for 20 hours that they can't get husband and they are worrying why it's not happening. Your imagination is negative. If you can line up your spirit, soul and body, there's nothing God can do for you. If you can line up your spirit, soul and body, what do I mean by that? Your spirit asks, your mind think in line with what you have asked, then your body take practical steps for what you have asked. Make sure the three parts of you are in line. Nothing will stand before, nothing will be able to stop you from getting married to the man of your dreams. Not just any man, to the man of your dreams. And make sure you remove all those mental blockades that the man must be 6 feet, 6 foot six. Relax. If he's 5 foot six, marry him. Is he caring? Is he godly? Is he hardworking? Does he have all the other qualities? You're carrying tape about. Check. 6'6" or nothing. Calm down. Be realistic. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are blessed in the name of, I'm excited for you. I know this will mark a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. A new beginning. I await to receive your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We'll see you again as we go in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.